Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hi, God bless you. Lady Kathy, God bless you. Oh, my sister Caprice, God bless you. How are you, woman of God? Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you again. Bless you. Apostle Burgos is in the house. God bless you. Thank you, men of God. I'm always just blessed by your presence on here. Amen. Hi, Sister Maureen. God bless you. How you been, woman of God? Good to see you on here. Good to hear from you. All right. God bless you. Evangelist Joaquin, thank you. I see you on here. Amen. Well, praise God, everybody. I'm telling you, today is going to be another profound teaching. Amen. God bless you. Lady Kathy, I want to tell you, woman of God, I appreciate you and thank you for your prophetic words and words of wisdom and encouragement. God bless you. So today is going to be, as I said before, another profound teaching, prophetic teaching. It is my assignment from the Holy Spirit to teach on prophetic ministry, to bring clarity to the office and integrity back to the office of the prophet. Amen. And so a lot of my teachings on Periscope is dealing primarily with the office of the prophet. But we look at prophetic ministry and the broad scope of prophetic ministry on here as well. And so because of the vital moment that we are in right now in the body of Christ, there needs to be more profound, clear and precise teaching on the prophetic ministry. We have seen a lot of ministries, churches in particular, that will shut down on the prophets. I've heard a lot of people that have inboxed me questions and concerns as it relates to prophetic ministry, a lot of prophets in general who say that they are not allowed to speak or allowed to profound on prophetic words in their church. And this has caused a lot of discouragement among prophets in the body of Christ. And so God instructed me to do some teaching on the prophetic ministry that will hopefully bring some clarity and integrity back to the prophetic office. And also so that leaders can once again feel, encouraged to let their prophets minister in the body of Christ. And the reason for so many ministries that are beginning to shut down on prophets is because there's so much error that is in the body of Christ, in particularly as it relates to the prophetic ministry. We have a lot of prophets, a lot of prophetic voices, if you will, that are out here in the land and that are speaking and saying that it is of God. A lot of ministries have, gotten burnt, if you will, by, these so-called prophetic voices. And a lot of leadership have gotten to a place where they just won't even allow the prophetic to operate in their ministry. However, with all that being said, we know that prophetic ministry is important to the body of Christ. This is why Jesus himself reinstituted the office of the prophet in the New Testament church as well. Because in the New Testament church, we are under the dispensation of grace, and we all have to operate as a team with the gifts in the body. So you have the fivefold ministry, and you have the apostles, you have the prophets, you have the pastors, you have evangelists, you have teachers, and these constitute the fivefold gifts, if you will, because Jesus called them gifts. So they are gifts to the body of Christ, but we have different mantles and different graces that go with those mantles that we carry. So I'm trying to be very careful with the words that I'm using because I don't want anyone to be confused, because we all know that God is not the author of confusion. God made that very abundantly clear in his message and his word that he is not the author of confusion. So wherever you see confusion, You have to know that God is not in it. Amen. And so what we want to do today is to bring some clarity when it comes to the role of the prophet and operating in your grace. Amen. Because there is a huge deception in the body of Christ where prophets have to feel or they're being pressured into overperforming. Come on, somebody. There's a deception among us in the body of Christ that we have to compete or we have to compare or we have to overly perform to prove ourselves as prophets. And that is a lie from hell. We do not have to do that. Why? Because as we're going to read today in the scripture, the Lord had given Apostle Paul some very clear instructions on how the church, the body of Christ, the kingdom of God are to be operating. Of faith. And so this is why this teaching today is so very important. And all the other teachings have been just phenomenal. They have come from the throne room of heaven. It is not anything that I have come up with on my own. It is all from the Holy Spirit. It is from the Word of God. And it is from my experiences as a true prophet in these last days. Now, let's get to the scripture at hand. But before we start, we're going to go into prayer because we want the Spirit of the Lord to encompass this teaching. And we want the Holy Ghost to have his way. Amen. And we want all flesh to be dismissed. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. And Father, we give you the glory. We will not steal your glory. Holy Ghost, this is your teaching. I am just a servant, a handmaiden that you have chosen for such a time as this to bring clarity and to restore integrity to your office of the prophet. I ask you to order my steps as well as my lips as I begin to give the instructions and as I begin to give the scripture reading that you have given unto me, as I begin to expound on this teaching today, I ask Holy Spirit that you be in the midst of us, that you be the orchestrator, that you will give us the clarity that we need. Father, we give you the glory. Father, I wish not to be any glorified in this. I ask that my flesh be decreased so that you can be increased. In the name of Jesus, Father, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you just say amen with me? Well, praise God. Hallelujah. So I have seen over and over again in the body of Christ a huge deception where a lot of the prophets have been duped into thinking by the enemy that they have to compete with one another, that they have to compare themselves to one another, or that they feel that they have to overperform. Let me tell you something, saints of God. You don't have to do that because as we're going to read in Romans, we're going to go in the book of Romans today and we're going to start in chapter 12. And we're going to begin at verse 3. We're going to see how Apostle Paul had to bring some clarity himself and some order to the body of Christ in relating to the different gifts and the diversity of gifts that we have in the body of Christ. And one of the things the enemy wants you to believe and think is that you have to prove yourself. And there is a time where all prophecy has to be tested and proven. That's the word of God. But when it comes to you functioning in your area of faith or your gift, you don't have to feel pressured to overperform, to prove yourself to others. Because Ephesians 1 and 6 has already declared that we've been accepted in the beloved. Who is the beloved? The beloved is Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we are already accepted by God's grace. We're accepted in the beloved through Jesus Christ. So we don't have to prove ourselves to be accepted by man. We have in a body of Christ, things have become about performance. And it is not about performance. It is about living a life that is pleasing to him, to Christ. And it is about working together in the body of Christ to advance the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of Christ right here on the earth. God gave us, and we read this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, Christ himself, before he ascended, he had given gifts. He called them gifts unto men. And these gifts make up a leadership role in the New Testament church, the body of Christ. And he told us what they were. He said they were the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers. And these gifts make up the fivefold ministry. And that's what you've heard a lot of, the fivefold ministry. But they are fivefold gifts in a leadership role. And each of these gifts have their own mantle. Their own mantle in which they operate in. Amen. We do not have to outshine each other. We don't have to overperform over the other. Why? Because if we operate in the mantle, the gift, the measure of faith that Christ himself has given us, then we are doing our part in the body of Christ. We do not have to feel like, oh, because this prophet, you know, calls out names and addresses and phone numbers. And if I don't do that, then I must not be a prophet. That's not true. Because maybe that's that prophet's level of faith. Amen. Maybe that's the mantle he or she carries where they can do that. But if you can't do that, it does not negate the fact that you also have been called to be a prophet in the body of Christ. So let's just start going into scripture, and we'll talk about this a little bit more. So I'm going to begin at, we're in the book of Romans, by the way, and we are in chapter 12, and I'm going to begin reading at 3. Now, this is Apostle Paul, who was a Jew called to the Gentiles, and he brought us the message of grace. He brought us the word of the Lord concerning the church, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ right here on the earth. And so in that, he went throughout several regions and several churches because he was an apostle. He had a mantle of an apostle, but he also operated in the gift of evangelism and the teacher. Amen. So he went throughout these ministries throughout the country. And what he did was he was restoring order. He was specifying order in the church services because people were, you know, kind of doing things out of order, doing what they wanted to do. There was a lot of confusion going on. And so Apostle Paul, operating in his gift and his measure of faith, he was able to bring clarity and truth to all these various gifts that God has given to us in the body. And then he told us how we should be operating. Things should be done decently and in order. So in verse 3, here he says here, for I say, through the grace given unto me. Now, that right there is a lot. I mean, that says a lot. It speaks volumes. Listen to what he said again. For I say, this is Apostle Paul talking, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man, the measure of faith. So let's just stop for a moment right there. When we look at the word measure, when we think of the word measure, we think in terms of what? We think in terms of there's a proportion of something. Amen. There is a level of something. There is a specified amount of something. Okay. So if he says, Apostle Paul says, that God dealt out to every man a measure of faith, then what is he really saying? That each one of us have a faith level that is proportionate to our gift, whatever that gift is. And so we're going to go into this a little bit further, but I want to expound on something else he said in this same scripture. He said, not to think, talking about man, he said, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. If we look at some of the things and the people in the body of Christ that are operating in various gifts, different levels of gifts and faiths, we have a huge spirit of arrogance that has hovered over into the body of Christ. And I know I'm not the only one that have seen this or have experienced this. There is a spirit of deception, and with that comes a level of arrogance that many in the body of Christ have taken on, where we think, oh, because I'm an apostle, or because I'm a prophet, I'm bigger and better and grandiose than everybody else. That is a lie from the pit of hell. That is a spirit of self-exaltation. That is a spirit of arrogance, and it is not of God, because God calls us to think sober-mindedly. Because you have to remember, your gift is not your gift. It is God's gift that he has given unto you. And guess what, saints? It's not for yourself. Your gift, my gift, is for the kingdom. It is for service in his kingdom. Amen. So we are not to think that we are better than anybody in the body of Christ. God don't look at me as a prophet better or any less than he will look at the evangelist or the pastor or the apostle or the deacon, you know, because all of us matter to Christ, and everything that we have that he's given us is to be used to contribute to the kingdom of God. And so we're not better than one another. We are to work together collectively with our gifts to advance his kingdom. Do you follow me so far? Amen. So let's go on down to verse 4. He says this here, Apostle Paul is still speaking. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Come on, let's read that again. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Okay. Verse 5, it goes on. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. And that's what we just talked about, how we are to all together collectively, even though we are one body in Christ, we are many members of that one body. Christ is our head. Amen. He's the chief cornerstone. Amen. And he's the only man that operated perfectly in all fivefold ministry gifts, Jesus. And so being many members in that one body, okay, our gifts is not our own, but we are to service each other. Come on, somebody. Yes, we are to service each other. We are to advance the kingdom with our gifts. Okay. And there's another scripture text where Jesus himself said, for by this, all men will know that you are my disciples. By what? By the love that we have for one another. Now that brings me to another point. Why are we competing with one another? Why are we comparing ourselves to one another when Apostle Paul just said, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office? Amen. So there's different functions and different mantles that go with each office, correct? Amen. Let's go down to verse 5. Again, he says, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Verse 6, having then gifts differing. What does differing mean? Different. Come on, somebody. So having then gifts differing according to the what? Grace that is given to us. whether prophecy, what does he say now? Let us prophesy according to the proportion. That's that other word that we talked about earlier, measure. Come on, somebody. Let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Now, I'm going to stop right there. We're going to look at some other things, but let's stop right here for a moment, because this is why the Lord himself through the Holy Spirit instructed me to do this particular topic about functioning in your grace. Amen. Functioning in your grace, not prophet so-and-so's grace, not apostle so-and-so's grace. He said to function in the grace that Christ has given unto you. My God, how many times have we as prophets ourselves or apostles have had to feel like at some point, maybe in the beginning of your ministry, you felt like you had to overdo, or you had to overperform, or you had to compare yourself or compete with somebody else's anointing, because if you didn't do it the way they did it, they're going to accuse you of not being a real apostle, or they're going to accuse you of not being a real prophet. How many times, and maybe you yourself never felt that, but I'm going to tell you, I have felt that in the beginning of my ministry many years ago. And I know people, prophets right now, I mean, great prophets in the body of Christ that have great faith, but at one point in their ministry, they have felt like they had to overperform in their gift, because if they didn't, somebody was going to say they were not a true prophet. Now, let me say something else here. Everybody don't have the same level of faith. Okay, we see that in the scriptures itself. When Jesus and the disciples entered the ship, remember when they were going and they got into the ship and then a storm came? But remember, Jesus was down below sleeping. He was at peace. He was at rest. He was okay. But the disciples began to fear. Come on, somebody. They began to fear because the storm was raging so heavy that they just felt and knew they were going to perish. They became so fearful that they went down to Jesus and they said, "Hey, Master, do you care that we're about to perish?" And what did Jesus say to them? "Why do you fear? O ye of little faith," of little faith. He then calmed the storm. Jesus spoke to the storm. He said, "Peace be still," and peace was still, and all became calm. But he said, notice what he said to the disciples, "O ye of little faith." Now I'll give you another example. Remember the Canaanite woman that came down and met Jesus because she had a demon-possessed daughter? And remember this Canaanite woman came and fell at the Lord's feet and said, "You know, Master, Son of David, can you have mercy on me? I have a daughter that's demon-possessed. I want her healed." Now I'm paraphrasing here. But he said to her, he said, "It's not good to give what is sacred to the dogs." Woo! My God. This is what Jesus said. And then she said, "But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." My God. What did Jesus say to that woman? "O ye of great faith." Come on, somebody. "O ye of great faith." Come on, somebody. So we know that there are different levels of faith. And this woman operated in a great faith, and her daughter was healed. Her daughter was made whole. Come on, somebody. So what am I saying here? There are different levels of faith. And as a prophet, in particular, I'm talking about prophets here, you do not have to compare yourself because you don't call out a phone number or somebody's address. And prophet so-and-so can do it and you can't. So I need to give up on my ministry. No. The devil is a liar. You have to operate in your measure of grace. And this is why I always tell, especially maturing prophets, prophets that are growing, this is why I always tell them, training is necessary. Why? Because it matures your gift. It increases your gift. And as your gift increases, God will send you out among the masses. Come on, somebody. But right now, you may be operating in a proportion of your faith where you're not able to maybe prophesy in depth. Okay, you may not be able to call out a name or phone number. You may not be able to give specific dates and times at this level. But even if you say what thus said the Lord, and if you are even just prophesying the very word of God, then you are operating in your proportion of faith. Come on, somebody. And as I said in previous teaching, as prophets today, see, a lot of people are not going to be happy with this message because they want to stay in the Old Testament way. But let me tell you something. This is a New Testament church under the dispensation of grace. And we don't work alone like the Old Testament prophets did. We work with a whole council, a whole team of believers in the body of Christ that are having many different gifts. And as prophets today, we are not the only voice. We're not the only voice in the earth like it was back in the Old Testament where you had the law and then you had the prophets. And then you had, you know, God also spoke audibly. Amen. And he still does speak audibly. But that was a different dispensation. This dispensation you're under now, you are not the only voice. You have, you know, God can use the evangelist to start prophesying. God can, you know, use anybody. He could use someone that ain't have no title. They don't have a title, but God can use them with the spirit of prophecy. Come on, somebody. And not only that, but we have the Holy Spirit and we have the Holy Scriptures. We have the word of God that also speaks. Amen. And so this whole spirit of feeling like you have to overperform, or this spirit of feeling like you're not a prophet because you're not doing what prophet so-and-so do or say, stop beating up on yourself like that. You can never be free in your gift, and you will never increase in your gift if you're operating with that kind of thinking. Come on, somebody. Though your beginning be small, your latter end shall surely be great. Is that not the word of the Lord? Come on, somebody. So you have to, you know, allow God through the Holy Ghost and the word of God teach you how to operate in the proportion of your faith. Let's go back to the scripture, verse 6 again. We're still in Romans chapter 12. We're going to be at verse 6. I want to read that again. He says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. He says, or he that teacheth on teaching. So he's talking about all these different gifts among us and how they all operate in their own measure of faith. Come on, somebody. So I want you guys to understand that Jesus himself has given you a measure of faith and grace to operate in. We're going to talk about this a lot more because I feel like the Holy Spirit don't want me to move from this area. So next week, we're going to pick back up again and we're going to go into more details about operating and functioning under your level of grace and faith and your gift. Amen. But right now we've already went like 5 minutes over time, and I want to be mindful of other people's time. So I am going to end this session right now, but next week we're going to talk about some prophets of the past and how they were different. Come on, somebody. And that they had different levels that they operated in, but they were all prophets operating for the Lord. Amen. So Father, I just add a blessing to the reading of your word today. Speak a blessing over it. And I speak a blessing over all those who have tuned in with us today. I pray, God, that the message today has penetrated their heart. I pray somebody got free. Come on, somebody. Even if it's just one person, I pray somebody got free. And Father, I give you the glory. I give you the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I so love you all and appreciate you for tuning in. God bless you. Bye-bye.